Okay. Today's daf is Nedarim on daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tes Zayin Amid Beis, four lines up from the bottom, and we're in the sugyas of Nishba Levatel as HaMitzvah. That was what the Gemara just brought up, because the Mishnah had quoted this as a chumrah of Nedarim over Shvuos, that a ned there against the mitzvah can work if I focus on the chefsa, yeshiva sukkah alai, lulav, tefillin, all of those that are mentioned. Masha Ein Kein, when it comes to Shvuos, it does not work. There's one point I forgot to mention yesterday, and that is the Nitziv. The Nitziv's Chiddush about Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuva Batorah, and the uniqueness of preparatory stages that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah in terms of Halacha, Osek B'Mitzvah, and Zrizim, and other Nafkaminas that might come up that apply to those five or six cases where it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuva Torah. The Nitziv is Medayik that also from the Gemara in Menachos. I just wanted to mention that. The Gemara suggests in Menachos that you would make a bracha on Hechsher Mitzvos. And the Gemara is suggested by Mezuzah, and it's suggested by Tzitzis, very specific cases. Then the Nitziv points out that it's not general Hechsher Mitzvos that the Gemara even has a Havamina you make a bracha on. Kamashla, we say you don't. But even the Havamina was only by these types of Hechsher Mitzvos. By Tzitzis, Va'asulahem Tzitzis, even though the Mitzvah is wearing the Tzitzis. Or Uchsavtam al Mezuzos Beisecha. So the Nitziv has that horror that you would never have a Havamina to make a bracha on cutting the horn off of a ram. You never have a Havamina to make a bracha on cutting, ripping the esrog off the tree. There's no Havamina. But there is a Havamina by the other Hechsher Mitzvahs, Haksubas Batorah. Kamashbalan not, but even the Kamashbalan doesn't mean it's totally inappropriate, because it still has an element of significance of a mitzvah to it. Okay, so now let's continue. Four lines up from the bottom. Tez Zayin Amabes. The Gemara just brought a source. How do you know that you cannot be nishba la'avar al ha-mitzvos? You can't quote. You can't make a shvua to violate. We did have earlier in the Masechta that you can be nishba to be mezariz yourself to do a mitzvah, meaning the appropriate way on daf chesam and aleph. Remember, we had minayin sheb Rav Gidol Amarav minayin she nishbayin l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. To be nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, to be mezariz myself. So that works, based on the pasuk of David HaMelech at Tehillim. Nishbati va'akayema l'shmor mishpateis of kecha. Right, and even though I'm mushba v'yomi mehar Sinai, the Gemara said, but still, shari leilenish l'rzuze nafshe. And we discussed then, so does that mean it's effective or not? But either way, that's okay. Nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. Here we have the opposite. Nishba l'vatel es ha-mitzvah, or labra l'mitzvos. So the Gemara quoted yesterday the pasuk for Parshas Matos, lo yach he cannot be mechalal his own word, but if it's Hashem's word, then he can be mechalal because he wasn't allowed to take that shvu in the first place. That was source number one. Says the Gemara, v'she'ein nishban lavar la mitzvos mehacha nafgalei. Is this really the source for nishba levatel esa mitzvah? The pasuk in Matos mehachazam nafgalei. We have a different source from the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Titanya, the Brisa says, Yachol nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah velo bitel yachol yehechayiv. You might say, Yachol, you might have said, if I'm nishba, if I make a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah, and I'm not mevatel a mitzvah, meaning I do the mitzvah, and I don't listen to my shvua, Yachol yehechayiv, you might think that you're chayiv for violating a shvua. Says the Gemara, no, you're not. Tam belomar, by shvuas bitui. What does it say when I make a shvua to do or not do something? Lahara o lehetiv, to do something negative, meaning something that I can't do, or to make it worse for me, o lehetiv, or something good. Those are your choices for shvuas bitui. Lahara o lehetiv. Ma hatava rishus, afhara rishus. Just like hatava, being mativ to me is something that I have a choice in doing. I can, I can't. Rishus. Af hara rishus. So too, any hara, anything that is impinges on my life would have to be something that I'm allowed or not allowed. I have a choice in doing. Yotza, excluding nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah velo bitel she'ein rishus biyado. Excluding nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah. That's not lahara o lehetiv. You don't have a choice in doing that. And therefore, that is the source that you're not allowed to be nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah. Not the pasuk in Matos, but the pasuk by Shvuas Bitui, the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. So why do we have two different sources? Answers the Gemara, Chad kra lemiftari mi karban shvua, v'chad kra v'chad lemiftari min lav de shvua. Each one is a different context. In Parshas Vayikra, it's about karbanos. In right, Olav Yored by Shvuas Bitui. In Parshas Matos, it's about an Isser. Lo yachal dvaro. So you need two psukim, because you might have said that even if you didn't, if you only had the pasuk in Vayikra, you might have said, okay, fine, there's no karban, but maybe there's still a lav, maybe there's still an iser. Kamash bolan. That's why you have to have the other pasuk in Matos to teach me that there's not even a lav. The question is, what about the other way? Why can't I just have the pasuk in Matos to teach me it's not a lav, and I would have known that there is no karban? So the achronim tried to struggle. Rav Aaron Cutler and the Mishnah's Rav Aaron tries to figure out, is there a way that you can have a karban without a lav? Sometimes you have examples of, you have to bring a karban even though you didn't do an avera, just for certain events that occur. So maybe that would be the havamina here. For the event of nishba lavata lasa mitzvah, you might have said there's no, you're not allowed to do it, but, you know, there still might be, you could separate between the two. Even if you want to say there's no, the lav wouldn't exist, but maybe the karban would exist. So he tries to struggle with that, but again, the easier way, obviously, is the first way, that if I wouldn't have had the pasuk in Vayikra, I still wouldn't have known the pasuk in Matos. Couple of points. Number one is, we mentioned this outside yesterday, but now let's read it because it's a crucial categorization. The Rambam quotes this L'Harao L'Heitiv at the beginning of Hilchos Shvuos. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Shvuos that Arba'a Minei Shvuos Hein. There are four types of Shvuos. One has to learn this Rambam somewhere in Maseches Shvuos and somewhere in Maseches Nedarim. So we're doing it now, finally, on Daf Yud Zayin in Nedarim. The Rambam says there are four types of Shvuos that we have in life that are not mandated by Beis Din. The ones mandated by Beis Din are in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. But here in Shvuos, there are four. Shvuos Bitui, Shvuos Shav, Shvuos Pikadon, and Shvuos Ha'edus. Those are the four types of Shvuos. And then he says Shvuos Bitui itself is split into four categories. Right? Shvuos Shav is discussed after. That's discussed more in Maseches Shvuos. What's a Shvuos Shav? Shvuos Shav is, I swear a rock is a rock. I swear a rock is a tree. Right? I swear the cases are impossible. I'll read them. I'll get to it in a second. But the Rambam first says, Shvuos Bitui. What are the four categories of Shvuos Bitui? The Rambam quotes our Gemara. Shvuos Bitui hu shenemer batora o nefesh ki shishava levate besvasayim lahara o lehitiv. Of course, the pasuk that our Gemara quotes. That's the source for Shvuos Bitui. V'hi nechlekes l'arba chalokim. Shtayim lahaba u'shtayim l'sha'avar. Right, what are the cases of Shvuos Bitui? Shvuos Bitui, I swear I will, I swear I won't. I swear I didn't, I swear I did. Those are the four Shvuos Bitui. It's expressing something about your actions, future, past, positive, negative. Those are the four Shvuos Bituis that we have. She'achalti, o she'zarakti evan layam. O she'diber ploni and ploni. O lo achalti, o lo zarakti evan layam. O she'lo diber ploni. And la'aba, she'ochel, o she'ezrok. All of those are the four Shvuos Bituis. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. That nishba levatel as a mitzvah is not allowed. You're not allowed to express that because it's not one of the four Shvuos Bituis that are allowed. Then the Rambam says, what are Shvuos Shavs? Shvuos Shav is also split up into four. What are the four? Number one, Nishba al davar yadua she'eino kein. I swear on something obvious that it's not. Nishba al ish shehu isha. Al isha shehu ish. Al amud shel shayish shehu shel zav. I swear on something that it is not that. Or the opposite. I swear on something that it is that. I swear about a man that it's a man. Shenishba al hashamayim shehu hashamayim. V'al eved shehu eved. Right, all those. Sheze adavar ein bo safik la'adam shalem. Kedei letzadik adavar b'shvua. That's number two. I swear on something obvious that it's wrong, or I swear on something obvious that it's obvious. Number three. Nishba levatel es hamitzvah. The Rambam says that's an example of a shvua shav. Right, we just said in our Gemara that it's not a Shvuos Bitui because it doesn't work for a Shvuos Bitui. But it is, if you try to do it, so that it says you get an Aveira of Shvuos Shav, Ketzad, Nishba, we read this yesterday. That's what the Rambam says, fasting on Shabbos and Yantif. All of those are Shvuos Shavs. Number three. Number four, what's the fourth Shvuos Shav? If I swear about something impossible, then I'm going to do something impossible. Shenishba shelo yishan shlosha yamim. We had that 2 days ago. Laila v'yom ritzufim. O sheli yitom klum kol shivasa yamim. Or I swear that I'm not going to eat something for a week. All of these, if I violate that shvua shav, that's in the Aseret Nedibros. That's lo sisa. Lo sisa shem Hashem elokecha lashav. Vim hay b'meizid lokev. Vim hay b'shogeg. Pater b'klum. That's number three. Shvuos pikadon, we know, is from Sefer Parshas Vayikra. If I have something that belongs to my friend, and I swear about it that I don't have it, however I got it, it was a pikadon, or it was lost, or it was stolen, whatever it is, I have it, and I swear about it. The Shavuos Eidus, I know testimony on somebody's behalf, and I swear that I don't, and I cause him a financial loss with that denial. So that is the, those are the four Shavuos that the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Shavuos. But again, our Gemara right here is a combination of Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Bitoy. Our Gemara is saying that it's excluded, you're not allowed to do it, because Shavuos Bitoy is only Lahara o Lahitiv, and therefore, without saying it, the Gemara is saying, so therefore it's a Shavuos Shav. If I take it, and therefore I'm going to violate Lo Sisa if I try to do it. Two other points on this Gemara. Again, there's a lot to talk about in these few lines. Number one, so the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be Nishma Levatel Samitzvah. What if I'm Nishma Levatel Samitzvah Bikolel? What does that mean? What if I aser eating, I accept not to eat matzah the whole year? So most of the days of the year, that's not a problem. But one day a year, it is a problem. So if one day included in my Shvuah is Nishma Levatel Samitzvah, but it's not, I didn't only Nishma Levatel Samitzvah. I say it's aser for me to do something, so some of those days it's a mitzvah to do that, and other days it's not a mitzvah. So, does that work? So the Baal HaMor, the Das Yachid, the Baal HaMor says in Shavuos that it does not work. That also doesn't work. That's also Nishma Levatel HaMitzvah. But Rov Rishonim assume that does work. Kolel works. Just like we have the concept of an Isser Kolel, an Isser Mosif, so too by a Shavuah, Migu, you might say, Migu, that the Shavuah is Chal, on the mutter parts that are not violating a mitzvah, so too it's chal on the parts that is a mitzvah. That is what Rov Rishonim assume. That's what we assume. But there are limitations to that. Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos Adaf Chav Dalet quotes a machlokas, the Ritzba and the Ri, about limitations to that. The Ritzba says, the only time that a Shavuos Kolel is going to work is if you don't specify the mitzvah in it. You just say it, Kolel, all-inclusive. If you specify the mitzvah, even if you include more, it still doesn't work. Dahacha dafka lo chay la shvua, mishum shehiskir nevela, v'nishba alei la ochla. I swear I'm going to have a piece of meat every day, and I'm going to have nevela also. Something like that. So included in that is doing an avera and mutter things. But you specify the avera. Aval hasam dolo midkar pesach chayel shvuah alei. But if you don't mention a mitzvah or an aver specifically, then it would work. That's the Ritzba's limitation. The Ri has a different pshat. Might have a totally different understanding. Yeah, the Ri says it only works if it's nishba levatel as a mitzvah b'sheva al tase. But if it's nishba la'avar avera b'kum va'asei, so that doesn't work. But it doesn't mean Aveira versus Mitzvah, because sometimes you have an Aveira that you violate, B'Shev Al Tase. Right, Aveira, B'Shev Al Tase, Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha. Right, that I do the Aveira by not doing something. Right, most of the time Aveiras are Kum Vaseh, but you have many examples of an Aveira B'Shev Al Tase. Or a Mitzvah, B'Kum Vaseh, sometimes you have those two. Fulfilling a Mitzvah by not doing something. The Mitzvah of Shabbos, Ova Yom HaShvi Tishbos. Right, that mitzvah, Shabbason, is by not doing something. So the Ri says the chilek is, kum vaseh shev al taseh. So that's where it would work if it's shev al taseh, but not for kum vaseh. There is a third idea, the afikayam. The afikayam has a big piece on this in Simin, chilek beis, Simin lama beis, where he talks about all the different Rishonim here, and he says, he quotes the Raavad. The Raavad is a third daya, and that is, it depends if you are ready obligated, if the chiyuv already started or not. He says, Shidas Arayvid in the Tzvim Deim, to nafgamina im kvar chal alei chovas ha-mitzvah kishenishba olo. V'yad kan lo amar dechala shvua. When do we say that shvua works, that if it's a kolel, ela kishenishba kodem ha-pesach? If it's before Pesach and you swear, I'm not going to eat meat. So the whole year you don't have to eat meat, but Pesach you have to eat meat. So if it's before that, it would work. But if it's already Erev Pesach, and I already have a Chiyuv to be involved in Erev Pesach, then it wouldn't work. It depends if the Chiyuv started yet or not. It's all tried to figure out because there's Yerushalmi that says that Shavuos Kolel works. So the Baal HaMor says, oh, Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. But the other Rishonim try to put them together, and that's why they have all these limitations on whether it works, Shavuos Kolel, but how limiting would it be. So that's all about... They all agree that, except the Baal HaMor, that it comes Pesach, he does not eat, right? It says Shavuah, and that he has to, right, it's a problem, but the Shavuah is Chal. Okay, let's continue. there's more to say about Mushba V'Yomed. Let me just say it quickly, because it's something that we mentioned many times, but you cannot mention it here. Well, by Mushba V'Yomed, the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Yisro, which deals with what exactly was the Mushba V'Yomed Mehar Sinai that we're talking about here, that Shvu is not Chal on a Shvua. What exactly happened there? Ask the Beis HaLevi a halachic issue. And that is, the Rambam paskins that if I accept to pay you whatever you want, then that is not called an acceptance. If I go to you, I hereby, Hodos Valdin, I say, I accept and I'm a chayav myself to pay whatever you want me to pay. I'm chayav nothing. Because it's a davar she'ein lo kitzva, says the Rambam. But if I say a large amount, then I'm chayav. I'm obligated to pay you 5 million, so that I'm chayev, right? Because that's now hodas baldin kibay edim dami. So ask the Beis HaLevi, what exactly happened by Mushba v'yomi mehar Sinai? What happened by Nasa v'nishma? What did we say? Hashem will do whatever you say. But that's davar she'ein lo kitzva. So halachically, how was that binding? Again, the assumption is that our shvua had to be binding based on halacha, but let's assume that way. So how does it work? So it says the Beis HaLevi, we're misunderstanding what the Shvu at Har Sinai was. Because there's another Rambam. The Rambam says that if I can't be Mechayev myself to a Davar She'en Lo Kitzvah, but I can create a context. I can obligate myself to be your Eved. Once I'm your Eved, so then Memela, as an Eved, I have to do everything the Adon wants me to do. I don't have to specify, I'm going to shine your shoes, and I'm going to say, I'm your Eved. Memela, I have to do everything you want me to do. That's exactly what happened at Har Sinai. We obligated ourselves to be Avdei Hashem. Once we did that, the Memela, we have to do everything that Hashem tells us to do. That's not a violation of a Shvua, Davar She'en Lo Kitzvah. Right? That's a Shvua that works because it's a Shvua that we accept to be Avdei Hashem. That's what happened by Mushba V'Yomed Mehar Sinai. Right? It also connects to the Shvua that we take when we're born. We read earlier, the Gemara in Nida, that we all take a Shvua, Ti Tzadik V'Altihi Rasha. But the Shvua L'Chara here is talking about Mehar Sinai. Okay, Vayter, says the Mishnah, Yesh neder b'soch neder, v'ein shvua b'toch shvua. You can have a neder in a neder, but you cannot have a shvua in a shvua. What does that mean? Ketzad. Omar, meaning overlapping. That's really what it means. It can have overlapping the darim, but you cannot have overlapping shvuas. What's the example? Ketzad. Omar hareini nazir im ochel. Hareini nazir im ochel. I'm on a diet. I don't want to eat this cookie. So I say, you know what? If I eat the cookie, I'm going to become a Nazir. So I tried to control myself, but I couldn't. So I say it twice. I'm really on a diet. So, v'achal, and I ate. Chayiv al kolachas v'achas. I'm chayiv on each and every Naziris. I'm chayiv two Nazirios. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is. But what do you mean two Nazirios? 60 days. 30 days, and then 30. If I ate twice, is 30 days and then 30 days. You can't have two Nazirias at the same time because there's no nafkamina. You have to bring two sets of karbanas at the end. No, the case is here, if you say it twice and you eat the cookie twice, so then you have two Nazirios. Chayev al kol achas ve'achas. The Ran says, look right across from where we are in the Mishnah. The Ran says in the 10th or 12th skinny line, v'kari leila hai gavna neder besoch neder, even though this is one after another, it's still called overlapping nedarim. Right? You might say, why is it neder besoch neder? It's one after the other. The Ran says, no, it's still called overlapping. Lefi shaha nezirah shnia hi chala betoch zman harishona. Really, the second nezirah is chal in the first one. Ela she'i efshar lo she'yimna osa ad she'yimna sarishona. It's just that. There's a chalos shame second Naziris, but you just can't count it yet because you're doing the first one. Dim isa de lo chayla b'shas nidro. If it's really true that the second Naziris has nothing to do, it wasn't chal, hech tachol la'achar mikan. Then how does it work? How does it automatically kick in on day 31? V'hare eino noder b'oso zman. He didn't make a nether at that moment, and he didn't say the first one is like la'achar lamed. So what happened? Why is the second one chal? It must be in some conceptual way. It's chal immediately, b'koach, but befoal, it's only later. V'kima de lo chay lehash de lo chay lenami basar zimna. So how does it chal? And we know that's the halacha. So elavadai mehash dehu de chayla. It must be right now. It's chal on day one. It's just not brought to fruition, so to speak, until afterwards. An important run, just to understand our case. Right, the Achronim get into this. Rav Shimon Shkab gets into this. in the Chedusha Reb Shimon, not in the Shar Yosha, Chedusha Reb Shimon, right here on our Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel, he relates this, we've discussed this once before in this Masechta, and that is Nazirus and Isser Gavra and Isser Chefsa? That's a discussion of the Maharit. So Reb Shimon and other Achronim say, neither. It's neither. What, it's an Isser Chefsa on these items? It's an Isser Gavra? No, it's neither. It's a status which I create on myself of Nazir. Like Kohen is a status, like a Kohen has certain halachos, like a Grusha has certain halachos, right? A Nazir has certain halachos. So I create that status. So explains Reb Shimon, you could create the status without the halachos kicking in. That's exactly what the Ran is saying here, right? If it's an Isser, it will be hard to have an Isser that's not Schal yet. That's harder, right? But you can have a status. So that's what Reb Shimon says in Siman Yud Gimel here. Sha'amitas inyan naziris hu kimashmo'o. Precious. Shemakabal al atzmo lihislaig beprecious min hayayin. Vechadome. Ukishkab adam makabal al atzmo. When I buy into this state, asarto Torah biyayin ubishar dvarim. The Torah then says these things kick in because of who you are. Sha'ideze yiskayim inyan precious. Mashakarata Torah kadoshu. Loha inyan shanasa bekabalasa rakishabakayim naziris nikra kadosh, etc. And that's how he says, "Shaper shtei naziris bebas achas kemo sheim yisnadiv adam lefarnes ani yom echad umiyad yadur pam sheini lefarnes ani yom echad." Let's say I promise in shul I'm going to support you for a day, and then I say I'm going to support you for a day. So what do I have to do? It's today and tomorrow. It's not the same day. What, I'm going to have to give him double today? No. If I promise to support an ani for a day, and then I say 5 minutes later for a day, that's two consecutive days, even though the chiyuv is on me right now. But it only plays out in consecutive days. So says Reb Shimon, that the same thing would be by Naziris. There's a status that applies both right now, even though the second Naziris is only carried out afterwards. That's why the Mishnah calls it a Neder Besoch Neder. This is the example. But, now finishing up the Mishnah, but you can't have a Shvuah B'toch Shvuah. Why? Shvua shelo ochel, shvua shelo ochel. If I swear I'm not going to eat this, and then I swear again I'm not going to eat this, va'achal and I ate it, inochayv alachas. I'm only chayv one, because I'm already mushva, va'omed. Not mehar Sinai, if I take one at 10 o'clock and take one at 11 o'clock, so at 10 o'clock I'm already in the state of shvua. So I can't make myself more, right, in the state of shvua. And therefore, it's mushva, and it doesn't, it's not chal at all. This is not like the Achronim point out. Again, this is not our issue now, but it's not exactly like the concept of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. We know there's a concept of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser with the three exceptions of Basachas, Mosef, and Kolel, but if you just have two same-level Isurim that try to be Chal one after another, it doesn't work. Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So there is some evidence that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, the Isser does apply in some level, but you just don't get punished for it. By Shvua, it's not chal at all. There is no second shvua, period. Nothing. You only get one aveira if you violate. You don't get two averas. In isurim, ein iser chal al iser, there might be some nafkaminas to find out that the iser is somehow in limbo. It's just that you're not going to get punished for it. Either way, that's regarding shvua. So again, shvua by a neder, you can have a neder b'toch neder one after another, but by a shvua, so then it doesn't work. Okay. Now up to the Gemara. There are a couple of lines of the Gemara that do not appear in our Gemara. The Gran and the Rashba have a Girsa that we don't have. So we're not going to read their Girsa fully, but just to note that they have a couple of extra lines here. Which brings us to the question of, Bez Hashem, we should all be Zochet to finish Maseches Nedarim when we make a Siyam, but we're not doing these lines in the Gemara that the Rashba and the Ran have. So is that an okay Siyam if we're missing some lines? It's a question that halacha lemaisa, right? What if we zoom ahead a month and a half and we try to make this siyum during the 9 days? Right, it's a month and a half quick. But, is it going to be a good enough suddas mitzvah? We're missing some lines. According to the Rashba, we're not reading these lines. We're talking about it enough as if we would have read the lines, but, you know, we would have read. So there is a fascinating tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Clover, Rabbi Firmer, killed during the Shoah. So he discusses in Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Dalid. Forget the Ran and the Rashba. What if you have, many Gemaras might have this, lines taken out by the censors over time. So if we don't have those lines, so how can you need a full unit to make a Siyum on. So he discusses that. So So he says, what do you need for a siyum? Really, there's two ingredients. There's two ingredients for a siyum. He says, after all, what the Gemara? In the Gemara, right, the Gemara in Shabbos, one of the sources for a siyum, Tesi li dechi chazina, serve me rabbanan, deshalom mesechta, avinu yomatav l'rabbanan. In the Gemara, it says, when I saw somebody finish a mesechta, then I made a siyum. I made a yantif. They weren't learning Gemara then. They were the Gemara. Right, so what kind of mesechta are you talking about? You can't say, it has to be what Ravina and Ravashi did, because they made siyumim before Ravina and Ravashi. So really, what do you need for a siyum? So number one, you have to finish something. Number two, you have to have a certain level of simcha. That's what he says. And therefore, before Ravina and Ravashi, so they had those. They finished Mishnayis discussing, and they had simcha. Masha'en ken achar shesidru Ravina and Ravashi b'gemara, einu moti kores ruach v'afakas ratzon b'siyum mesechta Mishnayis. Nowadays, to finish a mesechta Mishnayis, knowing that you didn't do the gemara, so that the simcha is not as full. Anan Sa'adi, and even if there's one person that did it, Anan Sa'adi j'eino savea ratzon mizeh adayin. And therefore, it doesn't apply. But he says, kolzman, that's all about a Gemara that we have that we know we didn't finish. Masha Enkin, b'masha chasar adayat sanzur, ve'eino matzi yisol shum ben Torah kim'at. Rakla miyuta de miyuta. Okay, a couple of scholars in some library have the few lines of the Masechta that we don't have. Ve'ein margish pa'atzmo shechasar lo me'uma. We're going to feel. We did the Gemara according to our Gersa. We're not going to feel any chisaron. Kimon she'ein derach shum ben adam lo moze, v'gam hu eino asil lo lomda, ein ze monea simchaso v'hafakas ritzono. V'kimon she'ish lo simcha shel mitzvah shleima, shuv yotzei yidei chovaso, b'si mesechta shel mishnayis levad, or a Gemara without the words, etc. Therefore, he says it's not a problem. You can make a siyum wholeheartedly, even if some of the lines might be missing. And then he quotes a great line at the end. He says, and anyway, remember, it's all hashgacha. If these few lines were added to the Gemara for so many centuries, it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it out of the Masorah for that many centuries. Demaisa shaychus l'mamarim elu be'etzem l'hamasechta lohaya shlita l'hasanzer lohotzia misham. Right, it can't be that they would have had the power. It must be Hashgacha had it that it would be. So even though we're not going to read those lines specifically, it is still okay with the halachas of a siyum. Okay, let's continue. Machlokes now. How to understand the Mishnah? What does it mean, nether betoch nether? Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela to amar. Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar. When do you say nazir nether betoch nether works? Which we said in the Mishnah is nazir betoch nazirus, where you say, I accept to be a nazir today, I accept to be a nazir tomorrow. Meaning, there's an overlap for 29 days, theoretically. The second Naziris is chal one extra day, says Rav Huna. And therefore, demigu dekamitosif yoma yesera, since there's one on day 31, the first Naziris is finished, second Naziris still is around for one more day, since it's chal for day 31, chayla Naziris on Naziris. So then we know you can't have a Naziris less than one day, so once the second Naziris exists one day, so we make that into 30 days. That's the only way, says Rav Huna, that our Mishnah works. Aval Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom. Hareini Nazir Hayom. But if you just say like our Mishnah said, that we thought our Mishnah meant, Hareini Nazir Hayom Yom, Ein Chala Naziris Al Naziris. That doesn't work. That's Rav Huna's opinion. And Rishmuel argues, Ushmuel Amar, no. Afilu Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. Chala Naziris Alay. Shmuel says, like the Pashas of the Mishnah, as we explained from the run. Right? No, it should be chal today, but it's not. It's chal after 30 days, and you don't need any extra day. Ula Rav Huna says, well, Gemara, one second. According to Rav Huna, aditana ein shvua betok shvua, instead of saying there is no shvua within a shvua, meaning instead of bringing in the world of shvua in the seifa of the Mishnah, listeni yesh neder besok neder, vei neder besok neder. Just stay with it. This is Maseches Nedarim. So just stay in the world of Nedarim. Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder. That works because you have one day that is not in overlap. And once the Nazirus is Chal on that one day, then it can be Chal on the rest. Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. Ein Neder B'Soch Neder. Right? And it just say, keep it within Nedarim. And if you just say the same Lashon, so say it would not work. So Gemara answers Kasha. Right, it's a good kasha. that implication. The Shita Gubesa says it's not a tiyuvta because it's asking why didn't the Gemara say this? Okay, it could have stayed within Nedarim, but it's not a bomb kasha, and therefore it is left as a question unanswered by the Gemara. There is another discussion based on the Ran. The Ran here in that Girsa that we didn't read, we don't have to read the Girsa, but the Ran does note that, let's say I made these nazir, neders, that if I eat something, so then it's going to be two nazirios. Does anything have to happen between, what if I eat a kezias of the cookie, and then an hour later I eat another kezias of the cookie? Is that called two eatings, or is that called one eating? I didn't say kezias, I just say if I eat. So do I need anything separating for it to be considered two nazirios? Says the Ran, yes. You have to have hasra'a in between. And if you don't have hasra'a in between, it's considered one maisa achila, even though it's 2 hours later. 2 hours later. Says the Ran, if you want to look, it's in the Ran about the eighth wide line in the Ran on your Zayin of an Aleph. Says the Ran, Ukeshem shalahis chayiv karban umalkus be'inon chilik bein kol zayis v'zayis. Just like for chiyamalkus. Right, I have to have a hasra in between. The ila malchus bahasra ila karban b'shtei halamos. For malchus, you have to have warning in between. For a karban, you have to remember in between and then forget again. You have to have two halamos. You have to have something breaking it up. Hachanami kishetala naziris bahem be'inan. So too, when I say, if I eat this, I'm going to be a nazir. If I eat these, I'm going to be a nazir. You have to have something to break it up. Be'inan sheyiu hasraos machalkos. That's the Ran's Yisod, an understanding our Mishnah. You have to have a chilek in between. Ask the Achronim, ask the Rishash right here, ask Rabbi Chanan, why? Why should you need that? Why should you need a separation? This isn't that you're going to be chai of a karban or malchus. You say, you ate twice. You ate twice. So the Ran must hold, says the Rosh, the Rishash. It must be that if there's no halachic break in between, it's looked at as one long maisa. That's what you have to say. One long Meiser, Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovet Shiurim, in the second Chelek, in Simen Yud, he says, Ubalo Asra Mavur Mizeh, Tehad Debe'inan Chilek Asros, Ulav Dafka Linyin Onshin. It's not just regarding Onshin, Ela Debalo Chilek Hava Maisa Echad. It's one act. It's looked like one act, says Rabbi Chanan, Vaha Asra Mechal Kasam L'shtei Maisim. And the Asra is Mechalik Get to two Maisim. That is Rabbi Chanan. Asks, fascinating. The Afika Yam says, I've got a kash, I have a steer in the Ran. We just discussed this on Shabbos. I have a steer in the Ran. What does this Ran say? That you need a hasra in the middle to be mechalik and say it's different ma'isim. There's another Ran. There's a Ran in Maseches Yuma. The Ran there discusses, if somebody is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, their life is in danger, and the doctor says they have to eat meat. They have to eat meat. In front of them is a piece of nevela and a live kosher animal. Is it better for, there's a question that all the Rishonim deal with in Yuma, the Ravid, the Rush, is it better to eat the Nevela, or to at Shabbos, or to shech the animal, to salt it, to skin it, to cook it, and then eat a piece of kosher meat? So that's the question that is dealt with by the Rishonim. Is it better to eat the Nevela, or to all the Malachas? Most Rishonim say the latter. Most Rishonim say it's better, even though you have a piece of treif meat here, it's better to shecht and cook, etc. Why? Why? That's the question. So the way Rov Achronim understand the Rishonim is Hutra Dechuya. Shabbos is Hutra. If you would say Hutra, that's why. It's like weekday regarding Hilchah Shabbos. Not for Hilchah Treif, Hilchah Shabbos. And therefore, it's like weekday, do whatever you want. And the Rishonim that argue would say Dechuya. That is one suggested Svara. But the Ran says a different svara. The Ran says, you know why you should shecht and cook, etc.? Because by nevela, every kezias that you eat is another maisa avera, another maisa achila. And therefore, you're doing 10 averas if you eat 10 kezaisim. Right? Even though it's a lower level avera, it's only a lav. But when it comes to Shabbos shechting, I do one avera, I shecht. I do one avera, I skin. I do one avera, 4 averas, finished, I'm finished. I'm finished. It's not in my savera each time I eat another bite. So that's why the Ran says it's better to do the violate to cook. Asks the Afikayam, but 1 minute. The Ran in the Daf Yud Zayin says that if you don't have Hasra'as Mechalkos in between, it's one big Ma'is Avera. It's one Avera. You need Hasra to be Mechalek. So how could the rod over there in Yuma say that every time you eat five Kazes of an Avela, it's five Averas. Five Ma'is Avera. Exactly the opposite of what the rod says here. So that's a steer. That's difficult. You have to somehow be Mechalek between the two different contexts. But that's the Afika Yam in terms of the Seer and the Ran, and the Rav Yosef Engel puts this Ran on the list of quantity versus quality. If you ever have lower quality but more quantity, or the opposite, which wins? So this Ran, more quantity, in less Averos, Nevela, is heavier, is worse than Shabbos, which is higher quality, but less. Right, so you have that sometimes. Rav Yosef Engel relates it to Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu comes to Mitzrayim, and he explains why he lied and said, Achosiyad, he said, I thought you were going to kill me for my wife. Meaning, they would have no problem with committing murder. Gili Arayis? No way. No way, Gili Arayis. But murder? Why? Because Gili Arayis is an Avera over and over and over again. Murder, I'll kill you once, that's it. It's finished. So those are equal Averas. They're both Yarig Valyavars. But that's what he says. Again, doing an Avera more times would be worse in people's eyes. Anyway, that is a crucial discussion of the Ran. Important Hasra'as Mechalkos. If you want to put this on the top, one of the top tens, one of the top tens of the Ran right here, Nedarim Yudzayim, that Hasra is needed to be mechalik between Maisim. Even though for Onshim for sure, but Hasra is needed to be mechalik between Maisim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. There's another Rambam Ravid here, but we'll continue a little bit. Says the Gemara Tanan. So what did we just say? We just ended up with a Kasha on Rav Huna because we said the Mishnah should have said something else. So now we're going to ask a direct Kasha on Rav Huna. Not because something the Mishnah should have said, but based on what the Mishnah did say. The following. Tanan says our Mishnah again. Yesh neder besoch neder ve'ein shvua betok shvua hechidami. So what's the case? What's the case exactly in terms of time? Ilema, if you want to say Rav Huna, it's like what you suggested. To Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lomachar. Is that the case of the Mishnah of Neder today and tomorrow? So then, what would be the parallel case of Shvua? Right, your Neder is already being Mechalik, so your Shvua case must be a parallel case that there's no overlap. So what's the parallel case of Shvua? Dichvasei gabi Shvua. Shelo ochal te'enim, v'chazer v'amar Shvua shelo ochal anavim. Right, if you say the nether case, I'm not going to eat today, I'm not going to eat tomorrow, so then the Shvua case must also be a case of not overlap. I'm not going to eat anavim, I'm not going to eat te'enim. And if that's true, I'm my lochal Shvua al Shvua. So what's wrong with that? That's two different Shvuas. And that would be chal. So Ella, rather, what must be the case? What's a case where a shvua is not chal on a shvua? Where you say the same exact case? Kegon da'amar shvua shelo ochal te'enim, v'chaz v'amar shvua shelo ochal te'enim. That's the case that have shvua on a shvua. Dichvasa gabi deziris, and that would be parallel to deziris. Hechi dami da'amar harini nazar ayom harini nazar ayom. Viktan yesh nader besoch nader kasha l'refuna. Question. So Rav Huna, you say that it has to be a case where it's not an overlap, so then the Shvua case shouldn't be an overlap, and then the Shvua should be Chal. That's not called the Shvua Batok Shvua. So Kasha on Rav Huna, this is a stronger question than the previous one. The previous one was just by inference what the Mishnah could have said. But here it's asking on what the case is exactly of the Mishnah. So that is a problem. So answers the Gemara, no. Rav Huna would say, you're not exactly having the correct parallel. Amar lecha Rav Huna, masnisan de amar, hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar, like I interpreted, said Rav Huna, but what's the parallel to that? Dichvasa gabi shvua, de amar shlo ochel te'enim, v'chazer v'amar shvua shlo ochel te'enim va'anavim, de lo chayla, period. Meaning lamachar doesn't mean only lamachar. When you say lamachar, as the Ran explains, I say Shvua today, so it starts today, the clock starts ticking. When I say Lamachar, so it starts tomorrow, and it just continues for one extra day, so there's a lot of overlap there, plus something extra. So the parallel by Shvua is overlap plus something extra. Te'enim v'anavim. And therefore, Rav Huna would say that Shvua is not Chal. Period. Stop there for a minute. Once we're, let's just finish, and then we'll make some comments. Says the Gemara, is that really true? That type of shvua does not work if you're including, if you're overlapping, v'yama Rabba. But Rabba says that does work. Shvua shalo ochal te'enim. V'chazav amr shvua shalo ochal te'enim anavim. Somebody makes an oath, they're not going to eat figs, and then they're not going to eat grapes and figs, which we understand as a shvua that you only violate if you eat both. V'ochal te'enim. And then a person eats figs, meaning he violated shvua number one. V'hifrish karban. And then he was mafrish a karban for that avera. So now Rabba is telling us the first oath is totally out of the picture. You violated the oath. V'chazer v'achal anavim. And then after you amafrish a karban, you ate grapes. So do you say now that you violated the second oath because now you have eaten tainim anavim? No, you don't say that. Havi ilay anavim chatzi shir, vein mevim karban achatzi shir. Because you are mafsik, your avera with the karban, so the first avera is finished, it's no longer on your scorecard, and therefore, right now, you only see yourself as having eaten anavim, so therefore, you don't violate. It's only half of what you said you are going to do. But what's clear from there, if you wouldn't have brought the karban in between, then you would violate the second shvua, even though it's an overlap. Alma, hecha da amar, shvua shala ochal te'enim, v'chazer v'amar, shvua shala ochal te'enim v'anavim. If I would have overlapped, the second one would be chal. Migu dechal shvua al anavim, chayla nami al te'enim. Right, it works even on te'enim. So it would be chal. Kasha and Rafuna. Rafuna said, oh, that's the case of the Mishnah that doesn't work. Rabba said, it does work. Answers the Gemara, that's okay. Rafuna, lo svir, like a Rabba. Rafuna doesn't have to agree with Rabba, he's out of Tana. So Rafuna argues with Rabba. And he would say, that doesn't work. And if you have an overlapping shvua, you wouldn't say, since it's chal on A, it's chal on B. You would say, since it's not chal on B, it's not chal on A. You would say the opposite, and he would say, it does not work. What exactly was the, let's go back for a minute, what was exactly the Havamina and the Maskana of first comparing it to shvua shlo'ochal te'enim, shvua shlo'ochal te'enim? And then the Gemara Rafuna answers, no, you could compare it to Te'enim and Te'enim Banavim. What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? So the Ran works out what the Havamina was and what the Maskana was. If you look in the middle of the skinny lines, the Ran says, Demakshe, it's about the 18th line or so, Demakshe Ozil Basar Dina Umetarets Basar Lishna. The Havamina, meaning the Kasha on Rafuna, when we were comparing it, when we said, you know what we have to compare it to? If you say shvua, shvua shlocha te'enim, shvua shlocha te'enim, that's parallel to your case. So that was comparing it, that was based on the din. Because lemaisa, if I take a neder to do a naziris twice, the dinim do not overlap. That's why the havamina, right? V'hachimakshi, vadai, ki amrit b'harini nazir hayom, harini nazir l'machar, the naziris chalal naziris, the naziris is chalal naziris. So really, there's no overlap there, because one starts the first 30 days, the next one's going to start the next 30 days. So therefore, the parallel to that, skip a couple of lines, nimsa, she'ei nidro sheni mishutaf im neder rishon klal, ela kol chad v'chad ba'ape nafshi. And because of that, we wanted to compare that to shvua shlochal te'enim, shvua shlochal anavim. Because you go after the din. You know what Rafuna answers? You don't go after the din. Look at the second medium line. Umifar kinan, armalacha Rafuna. No. Don't go after the din. Go after the lashon. The lashon of what he said. What did he say? Nazir today, nazir tomorrow. Tomorrow, so you have 29 days of overlap. So therefore, the case of shvua that's parallel also could be where there is an overlap. I don't eat anavim, I don't eat te'enim v'anavim. So that is the havamina maskana. The Ran explains, one is, havamina is after the din, and the maskana is after the lasha. If you look in the chashuke chemet here, he has a case of a neder relating to ardaf. What happens if somebody really knows that there's some guy that is not good for him to hang out with? It's a chevra that's, it's not good for him. So he makes a shvua. Im eilech lechaver hara etain mea shekel tzedaka. Right? If I'm with that guy, I am going to give 100 shekel tzedaka. So the question is, he went there 5 times. How much tzedaka does he have to give? Sheila. Ruvein aros elidaratzmo shel olechas lebeisal shoshimo shu chavera. Im eilech beishimon etain mea shekel tzedaka. V'halakama pa'amim. Im chayav l'shalem mea shekel akol halicha v'halicha. Does he have to give many tzedakis. So he goes through our Gemara, and he goes through the Ran. The Ran says hasraos are machalkos, so there was no hasra being machalik here, so maybe it's all called one going. Number one. Or do you say, no, the umdina was that if he goes different times, then he's no dilat staka. So no dilat staka, you always wait on the side of staka, like we know asmachta. Asmachta is lo kanya, except by staka. Asmachta is kanya. So maybe by staka, you should say, works against him. And therefore, you don't need the hasrati mechalik. Right then, and then he goes back, but then he says, did he really want to give staka here? He didn't want to give staka. He wanted not to go to his friend's house. So he said, I go to my friend's house, I'm going to give staka. But this isn't a normal case of wanting to give staka, and therefore he's going to, you know, have to give it. And therefore, he says in this case, it's really not clear, but probably, he says, based on the Ran and based on that Svara, if he didn't only want to give, you'd only have to give once at most, but I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure, but that's a case that comes up with Lamaisa in terms of being mechalik between the Maisa. When we talk about Chatzi Shir here, again, that is a big topic. The Gemara just brought it up, Derech Agav, by saying that if I make a neder, I'm not going to eat Te'enim va'anavim, and I ate one of them, that is called Chatzi Shir. What would you say, what does your scorecard say in Shamayim for that Isser? We know the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the last parak of Yuma, Chatzi Shir, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, is Aser min HaTorah. Meaning if I eat a half a kezayis of treif, I get an Isser d'oraisa. I just don't get Malkus. Right? Chatzi Shir is Aser min HaTorah. So what about this case? This is not clear. That's if something is Aser, and if it's a half a kezayis of that. What about this case? I make a shvua, I'm not going to eat grapes and figs. And I ate one of them. Is that Chatzi Shir Aser min HaTorah? Because that's like, do you say it's like all one big Isser? It's all treif. And you ate half of what is Aser. Or do we say, no, this is less than that. This is nothing. Right? Sometimes you have, until you did everything, it's nothing. For example, by Hilchos Shabbos. Sometimes if you didn't do the shear, it's a machlokas rishonim, and there's a Rashi in Shabbos that seems to apply Chatzi Shear to Hilchos Shabbos, but at least for certain malachos. If I only do half a shear of the malacha, let's say if I only did an akira and not a hanacha by Hotzah, that's Chatzi Shear Asam in a Torah? No. I only did half the malacha, what's called in the language of the Achronim, that's Chatzi Malacha, that's not Chatzi Shear. If you do half of something, you didn't do the whole thing, but just not enough of it. You did half of something. That's not chatzi, that's chatzi malacha. So, similarly, that's the question here. If I say I'm not going to eat these two types of foods and I ate one of them, the Gemara here calls it chatzi shir. But that might just be a melitza. It might not literally mean, oh, chatzi shir asur min haTorah. It might just mean that you only did half of what you said you weren't going to do. So it's not clear in the Gemara whether this would really be chatzi shir, but it's important. Keep in mind, there's a lot to talk about chatzi shir. There's maybe just mention one source related to it. The Achronim. Achronim discussed the great question of, we know the two different sources for Chatzi Shir. It's either Gzeiras HaKasif, Kol Chelev, even Chatzi Shir, or what's called Chazi L'Itztarufei. Because if I eat another half a kezayis in a few minutes from now, that's going to combine with what I ate now, that shows that even this is significant. Because two zeros don't add up to one. So therefore, the fact that it's Chazal Tzarufe means that it's even what I'm eating right now is important. So the shaila is, what if it's 30 seconds left to Pesach, and I eat half a kezayis of chametz. And then, meaning it's impossible for me to eat a whole kezayis of chametz and violate. So do you still say Chatzi Shir Asam in a Torah there, where it's impossible to have Chazal Tzarufe? That's a question of the Achronim. So, if you say Chazal Tzarufe, it means literally, well, am I combined, and therefore, it's like kind of a siyug. So then you would say, this is not Chatzi Asam in HaTorah. But if you say, as we just formulated it, the fact that it could combine is a reflection that even this is significant itself, because two zeros wouldn't be able to combine, then Lachara, even if Lamaisa, it cannot combine, it would still be Asar Min HaTorah. Two ways to understand Chazi Le'itz Tarufe. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue by Hashem tomorrow, weiter in this first parak of Shavuos and Nedarim and Stam Nedarim Lahachmir Lahakel on Daf Yud Ches tomorrow.